You can't kill. You have to go by a period. You just can't give me the OB. You might make a guess, but she's very good. What does she think?
I just saw the number
that she wanted
to know how tall she is.
That's what she said before.
But that's on the street, okay? Oh, so that's
in April. I'm pretty pregnant. That's why it's so high. Okay, she needs to go to the OB for that.
Okay.
She should have done that yet. In April, okay, when she got really back in March. Why did she see me in the OB? She got this room. How long was she doing? That's how old is she? 27? No, she was pregnant. Okay, that's good. She's doing it. So, yeah, I'm sorry she didn't get it. And get a confirmation. So most of the time it's about right.
Yeah.
So should we say? So if one person has confirmation, it means it's good. I'll be telling you, okay. This isn't very well, she should expect that. She said, well, we're expecting that. If she wants the gestational age, she'd have to go to OB and start making the centimeters in the belly. And so that's what she's going to do. Like up to 40 centimeters, 8 centimeters. Going to have 3 weeks, that's not going to be affected. And she's just going to take 3 meters on it. The question is, why hasn't she gone to see me? Because if she's getting, she's not getting prenatal period, and that she's getting this with her own baby. So that's what I was just trying to can't tell, and she needs to ask the OB to show this. She can take those figures, she can give her that information. But
to
Kate the pencil.
Pencil.
So what did he mean? Mm-hmm. You didn't kick him in the eye.
No, but the pencil did.
The answer. Can you read the sentence?
Yeah,
I'll read them. Let me down this one. Okay, so. I just dodged. You gotta let me show me which one it hurts. Your left one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put some drops in there that I'm not sure it won't hurt, but you gotta move your hand. You gotta help me. You gotta touch your head back. Like that. You gotta hold your eye open.
Hold your eye open. You put them in. Look at that.
All right, go ahead. Just close your eye. You can cover up a little bit, but just keep your eye closed. Keep your eyes closed and you'll kind of numb it up a little bit here in a minute or two.
Roll your eye around me.
And I'll keep laying down. We got this more in there.
Okay.
All right, you can open your eye again. Move your hand, please.
Open it up,
babe. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay. Lay
like that.
Roll your eye around, though. Don't
move it out.
Okay.
Oh, you feel better?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't lay there. You gotta lay there so we can do the rest of it.
Well, at first you came home and told me to kick through it, and on the way here told me to keep kicking it. That's what he said. Well, I said, cool. So I was in the back. Yeah. And the nurse just told me that it wasn't a big deal. You could ride the bus home. They rode the bus home for an hour from school. Like this.
Yeah. I'm going to
get some big
words
for me on Monday.
Yeah. Because I'm going to get some big words for me on Monday. Are you doing better? Touch your head back. You've got to open your eye now. Let's see. You should be able to move your hand.
Move your hand. Open one.
A bit more. You feel that? Put your head back. Now put your head back and make some noise for me, okay?
Yeah,
put your head back. Open your eye. Right, hang on.
Hold
still, baby. You gotta hold still for your poking eye anymore. Okay, now you can move your eyes
around. Yeah. All right. Huh? Right. Patch
up your eyes
for today. Hold on, you gotta eat my salad.
All right. So let's see. Here's
another plug-in. Huh?
Here's another plug-in. Yeah, but here's
it's
awful.
You
gotta
wait.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Now.
Open your eye, baby.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Okay, open your eye more. Oh, it's a scratch right there.
Is that big scratch?
What's that?
Am I freaking out, or is it wrong? Is that big, or is it
big? No, it's not big. It's a big stretch. It's just in the center of the eye, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to see an ophthalmologist tomorrow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do today, we're going to give you some antibiotic ointment to put in there. I'll have some of your
eyes. Well,
So you kind of have a little pain. You can't do like a million drops taking on the bed. It's going to wear off here a little bit. I'm going to give you that ointment to put that in. That'll kind of soothe the eye, okay? You want to hold this eye open as much as you can. I don't have any in here, but just put like a runner across the eye as well as you can. It's going to be blinking everything, so it's going to be hard to get in there. Just let it keep laying there until it kind of melts and you can rub your finger and kind of get it into the eye better. Do that about, I do that maybe every couple hours, for a few hours, all right? And then during the night, maybe 4 hours, something like that. And just to kind of soothe the eye and help it to be better, you just have to get in like ibuprofen and Tylenol for some discomfort. You can take a wet, warm compress before you put the ointment in. You put that on there for about 5 minutes or so to kind of soothe the eye. Huh?
No, listen, you're fine.
So kind of soothe the eye, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then put the ointment in there and kind of lubricate the surface of the eye and help you feel better. But giving him ibuprofen and Tylenol, right? By his side. So, if you have some ibuprofen at home already, you know what I'm talking about? But you can get Tylenol and ibuprofen together.
Come together, not just like every 4 hours, that's right.
Well, now we're together now, it works better. So, and you can do it every 2 hours, but you can actually do it at the same time, every 4 hours like that. And that'll help people feel better. You put a wet, warm compress on there too, you put it on there, because it's soothing, but before you put the ointment in there, you maybe want to do that for about 5 minutes and then put the ointment in and do that, like I say, every 2 hours and then 4 hours. Call them in the morning and tell them that you know, senior and has an injury to his eye, has a corneal abrasion, like a scratch to his eye, something that's the same term. You don't know what you're talking about. He's in a fair amount of pain. He saw the doctor here and we're going there to see tomorrow.
Okay.
They'll make him the team.
Okay.
And you know, once he does an exam that he can give you some other drops that have you know, like cortisone and stuff like that in there. The primary care doctors aren't supposed to do that because you might get an infection in the eye. That would be the worst thing.
Yes, okay.
So we don't want to do that. But you know, it should be okay. I mean, it can heal up, or it's just like a scratch and then the body, an abrasion, but it's on the surface of the eye, so it really hurts. And you just want to be sure it heals up okay without getting infected or anything like that. I definitely have some grounds to complain to the school, I guess the nurse didn't realize you know, how serious it was.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
I was telling
him
all the way
here. I'm going
to pay $25
and
I'll
school that.
And I'll
start trying.
Yeah, you had something I heard about. I'm going to come over here. I'll show you.
Yeah, you can see now. You open your eyes.
It's not going to last for a while.
No, it's going to last very long. You can go back in there and go sit down.
Okay? Yeah.
Let me get a prescription, right?
Slip in, but let me show you this before you do. You can go inside and sit down.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to show you this.
It's pretty bad. It's like that big. It's like being straight in there. Huh? You go look at it in the mirror there? Oh, was going to get a big chunk of it. Because it never sounded like it was in a big deal. He wrote a bus home for now.
So just again,
yeah, I saw that thing. It's creepy.
So there's pupils here. So they're line of pupil. Yeah. Here's the Irish. And I'm about that size. So,
yeah,
it's very big. Yeah. And it's rather more soon in the eye, so that's significant. And, it's a little bit more critical that it heals there because it could have scarring and might affect the vision. It's off to the side. It might affect the vision. Just like noon, yeah, all right.
I have a look at the out.
Do you see how they get one?
Yeah.